You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's going on in your world?
It's funny. I got to zip out of here after the show today, and I think we settled on just me running into Costco and buying a bunch of food for a buddy of mine who had some pretty wicked knee surgery. And he's laid up, and the thing is they have a bunch of kids, and his wife is trying to juggle, you know, everything that goes along with, I don't know how many kids they have now, like five, I think, juggling all the kids. And so we got the text messages yesterday where our little friend bubble, everybody is going to take a night and provide meals for my friend and his wife and his family. So tonight is our night, so I'm going to run over to Costco and get some rotisserie chickens and a couple bags of salad and a dessert and go drop them off. But it was kind of funny. You wouldn't think that this would cause so much anxiety, just helping a family out with a little bit of food. But the text thread going back and forth yesterday, my wife and I had to kind of laugh at this because, you know, everyone's making like home cooked meals and
the casserole, man.
Grandma's special dessert, you know, that's been passed down for generations. Yeah, the casseroles.
I feel like casseroles were invented for this very reason, either funerals, parties after a funeral. Or somebody who is like, you know, laid up like you're talking about.
Yeah.
You bring over that one dish,
the one
casserole.
And I mean, it's not even that. A couple of our friends are truly chefs. And so they're making these elaborate meals and bringing them over. And we're sitting there, you know, and we've got a sick kid at home this week. My daughter's been really sick. Knick-knack's been swamped with work and science fair and other things. And I've been busy doing other things. And we're like, we ain't got time to cook. Mm-hmm. Would it look really bad of out of the five of us that are helping out for the next 5 days if we just sent over a Domino's pizza? Or maybe
got
some Chick-fil-A and dropped it off. And we were like, the mental gymnastics behind this of you know, are we bad friends that we're not preparing a massive meal? We're
just going to send way of looking
pizza
at this.
Over?
Let me give you a new way of looking at this. Because for just a moment, flip-flop the conditions.
Yeah.
You are the one laid up, and your friends are bringing in food over.
Uh-huh.
I know how you are about food that is prepared in other people's kitchens. You're really weirded out.
Yeah, but that's a whole other issue.
I know, but wait. And they bring over something, and you're like, oh, it's a casserole with I don't know what that is. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's other people's masterpieces, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the doorbell rings, and it's a flipping pepperoni pizza.
You're like, yay!
I mean, you're going to be like, I'll go with the pizza. I'll go with the Chick-fil-A.
Maybe.
I think for a change of pace, since everyone else is trying to, I know how you and your friends are. You all have to one-up each other. Everyone's trying to do the, I cook a better meal than you did. Bring over a couple of pizzas. You said they got five kids?
Yeah.
You think those kids want some special chef-produced dish? They want pizza.
We want pizza. We want pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might be right.
It might be a treat that they never really get.
Or devil's advocate, they're getting these elaborate, beautiful meals from everybody. And then the pizza shows up and they're like, wow, Jer and Knick Knack really didn't they?
In fact, I think you play it up and you have fun with it. Maybe, you know, if you don't feel like you're spending enough money like all your other friends, maybe you bring something else, like a video game cartridge or something to entertain the kids. But for food, you just say, look, I know you're getting a lot of like special quote dishes.
We ain't got time for that.
How about pizza for you guys tonight?
Yeah,
they would appreciate it.
Like I said, we did do the gymnastics between pizza and Chick-fil-A, pizza, Chick-fil-A, pizza, Chick-fil-A. And we're like, you know what, let's just step it up one notch, and we are doing the rotisserie chickens. So I think that might look a little better than Domino's just showing up, because then there's not even any sort of interaction. We're just like sending it over.
Isn't it funny that the ultimate goal is to please the people who are going through a hard time?
Mm-hmm.
But what we end up doing on our end is what makes me look better.
Absolutely, because you don't want everybody else talking about you.
So,
and like, wow, they didn't step up.
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with what, you know,
my
would be best for this
friend is in
family.
Pain. His kids are hungry.
It has
and
nothing
they couldn't
to do
even
with
come
that.
Over and look us in the eye and hand us food. They just picked up their Domino's app and sent us a pizza.
You know what? Deliver the pizza. pizza yourself.
I could, but you
what's
know.
Wrong with that?
I am. I'm delivering the rotisserie chickens,
oh,
man.
Rotisserie
this is what we settled on.
Arse.
I am going to make an appearance in the rotisserie chicken
Hi,
as a
kids.
Step up
Guess
from
what?
Pizza.
Uncle Jeremy and Aunt Nicole brought rotisserie
Yay!
Chicken and salad.
Don't be knocking the Costco rotisserie chicken.
I
buddy.
Love it,
oh,
but I'm
man.
Also not nine.
Ain't nothing wrong with a Costco rotisserie chicken
you
for a grown adult.
So caught up in how you're going to look to other people.
This is just real life, man. I'm not the
this
only
not
one that goes
life.
Through these mental gymnastics.
Oh,
this is
that's
real
not a mental gymnastics
life.
Move.
This is
that
real
is
life.
You, like, I can't let myself look worse than the other people.
It's true, man. People in large groups of friends, this is what goes on.
Dying,
yeah, you've got to you've got to.
I would
face.
Be the person who delivers the pizzas and some other little treat for the kids, and I
oh,
would
I did.
Be the favorite
I'm,
one.
I'm gonna get chocolate chip cookies too while I'm at Costco. I'm gonna spring for that big pack
yeah,
of
okay,
cookies.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's pretty impressive.
Okay, I
spread.
Can't change your mind about this. You're gonna do a rotisserie chicken.
That's all they're getting out of us, man, is chicken. That's it. I'm not.
Wait,
cooking.
You're just gonna drop off it. You're not doing anything with it. You're just like, here's a chicken in a container. That's it.
Two of them. Two chickens.
Wait.
Yeah,
and
I'll get them in the cardboard
superior?
Box and I'll, you know, because there's actually effort involved. I'm going
but what
to the
are you
store.
Doing with it?
I'm going to bring it to their house and
no,
present
no, no,
it
but
to them.
It's just a box with yeah. a self-contained chicken. They
That's
still
it.
Have to do something
well,
with it.
Well, you got
to
cut it. It's no different well, than a casserole. You
yeah,
still got to cut it and serve it.
People always do something with a rotisserie chicken.
What do you want me to do? Go in the house and serve it to them?
No, I want you to deliver a pizza. You're not listening to me.
I'm not doing
just
pizza.
Dropping off rotisserie chickens is horrible.
Jill on text said that family can order themselves a pizza. Stick with the ready chicken.
Oh, my God. You people.
It's just a little bit
denying,
of effort. A little
I'm not
bit of
denying
effort.
That you don't have your tribe, but I'm like, what do the people who are getting it want? Not what makes you look better to your friends.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think they'd want the pizza.
Okay. Yeah, no child likes pizza.
There,
no children. No,
their
no children
kids will
like
only
pizza.
Eat pizza if there's a white sauce on it. They won't eat regular.
All right, we're done here.